TP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is fully open to commercial vessels, and President Trump says,
We're having a big day. We'll see how it all turns out, but it should be good. We've had some very good discussions, and hopefully that subject that you like to talk about would be very good. And we've done a good job, but we'll see. Talks are going on. It'll go on over the weekend, and a lot of good things are happening.
But Trump also says the U.S. blockade on Iranian ships and ports will stay in force.
When the agreement is signed, the blockade ends. As soon as the agreement gets signed, that's when the blockade ends.
It all comes as a 10-day truce between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon appears to hold. Oil prices dropped more than 9% on the news, Brent crude settling just above $90 per barrel. It was 70 before the war. In other news, Donna Warder reports Congress
extended until April 30th a U.S. spy program that allows U.S. agencies to collect and analyze overseas communications without a warrant. The program would have expired April 20th. Georgia Republican Austin Scott wanted the program extended for 5 years.
We cannot allow Section 702 to lapse. Not at a moment where our adversaries are expanding their capabilities.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern and even some Republicans said absolutely not.
Are you kidding me? Who the hell is running this place? A 5-year reauthorization, 5 years, and Republicans threw it together on the back of a napkin in a back room in the middle of the night.
Some Republicans then tried to salvage an 18-month renewal that President Donald Trump wanted. Lawmakers approved the 10-day extension. Donna Warder, Washington.
And Pope Leo held a mass for some 120,000 in Cameroon, encouraging young people there to resist the temptation to migrate and to stay home and fight corruption. This is AP News. At this year's World Cup, it won't just be the tickets that are expensive.
A top-tier seat could cost as much as $4,000. At MetLife Stadium in the New Jersey Meadowlands, on a normal day, a train ticket from New York would cost about $13. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says the World Cup is going to cost them $62 million. All but $6 million a game of that is covered.
To pay for the cost of $6 million, we have to charge $150.
Calori says this is not price gouging.
We're not a private entity. There's no profit.
High prices aren't just in New York.
Gillette Stadium!
Taking the train from Boston to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough cost $80 round trip, $95 by bus. Other World Cup host cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Philadelphia have pledged to keep their transit fares unchanged. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.